Hi, Mr. Haybecker.
Hi, you must be Miss Jones?
That's right. Nice to meet you. Were you able to get the documents we require?
Well, I have the proof of updated insurance here. I managed to get that pretty quickly.
Okay, do you mind if I take a look?
Of course. Here you are.
Okay, that all seems to be fine. What about your letter of sponsorship? Did you manage to get one of those?
Sure, but, well, I'm kind of confused about that. I attached a letter of sponsorship from my boss with my original application. But I've printed out a copy and I have one here.
Okay. See, this is just a letter from your boss saying that you work for a company in England. I'm afraid that's not going to be enough.
But I thought that's what a letter of sponsorship is.
I'm afraid not, Mr. Haybecker. Your boss is supposed to go to a website and fill in a specific form for this. Just a letter saying, yes, he works here, is not really good enough.
Okay. Could you give me the name of that site?
Sure. It's printed on this card. And you'd better ask him to do it soon, because this is really pretty urgent.
Okay. I'm going to ask him to do that tomorrow.
Good. Now, did you manage to get registered at your new address?
No, I didn't. But to be honest, I don't know how I'm going to do that.
What do you mean? I think the instructions in the letter we sent were clear. Did you go to the registration offices?
I did, but they said I've got to open a British bank account in order to register my address.
That's correct. But it should be relatively easy to open an account at most major banks.
Well, that's where I ran into a problem. I went to 3 different banks, and they all told me that in order to open an account, I need to have a registered address.
So, okay, I see the problem.
Yeah, it's kind of a catch-22.
I might be able to help you there. I'm going to give you a special short-term address registration. You should be able to use that at a bank to open an account.
Okay, thanks. I mean, it would have been nice to have this in the first place before I went to the registration offices and the banks.
Well, you didn't ask for it, Mr. Haybecker.
I mean, I didn't know that I needed it. You could have saved me a lot of time with this, but you know what? Never mind. I'll get my new address registered as soon as possible.
I'll need those papers by the 18th of July, Mr. Haybecker.
The 18th? But in your letter it says I have till the 22nd.
I'm afraid the matter is urgent and we need the papers by the 18th.
Okay, I'll do my best. Thanks for your help.
Have a nice day, Mr. Haybecker.
You too.